According to the WMFO Digital, are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. At 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. It really doesn't matter what the content of the show is if we got that going on right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it is time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Many of you have been predicting for weeks that it would be an all-radio obituary episode, and tonight is finally the night. Let's go ahead and take a look at the radio obituary statistics for the end of this evening's program, at the beginning of this evening's program, so you can get a feel for why we've got to do this tonight. So, looking at the radio obituary statistics for the year of 2022, which of course started on November 1st, 2021, by the end of tonight's program, we will have completed 230 radio obituaries. We will have declined 199, and yet we shall still have 254 in the backlog. You know, I did a lot of work this week. I did a whole lot of work. How can there still be 254 in the backlog? I don't know, but we're going to move forward with it anyway, because what else am I going to do? I know there are answers to that question that I don't like, so I'm going to ignore them. What I'm not going to ignore is how I always begin the radio obituaries, and that is by telling you, the listener, that you should really think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Gary Bradbury, the British-born Australian electronic musician active in Sydney's experimental music scene from 1979 through this year. His first significant collaboration was in 1980 with a group called the Wet Taxis. They were a band specializing in heavily treated guitar and drum machines, and they used various tape manipulations. He went on to work with other groups, including Hiroshima Chair and Severed Heads. Gary Bradbury just passed away at either 61 or 62. Either way, it's the initial radio obituary tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
Relax for a while, then listen to the music.
Sorry.
I'm upset.
This is just...
I don't even... Dark thing.
increase alertness and to hide fatigue. Taken as pep pill by students, the fatigue is only delayed and the user feels worse after using the drug. Excessive amounts, amphetamines cause nervousness, hyperexcitement, and even convulsions. Judgment is distorted. Mistakes are made. Drivers using pep pills are frequently involved in serious accidents. Come to depend on them psychologically. These often become their only source of confidence and energy. Tolerance may develop, but physical withdrawal symptoms are usually very slight. Class of drugs occurs when thrill seekers inject methadrine directly into their veins. Methadrine, often called meth or speed, is injected or shot several times a day for several days. Severe depression quickly develops when the run is stopped. This is followed by long periods of restless sleep.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Cynthia Plastercaster, the American visual artist and self-described recovering groupie who gained fame for creating plaster casts of famous persons' erect penises. She began her career in 1968 casting penises of rock musicians, but later expanded to include filmmakers and other types of artists, eventually amassing a collection of 50 plaster phalluses. In this century, she added casting female breasts. It all started for that Chicago gal in the 1960s when she got caught up in the free love and rock music scene. Her art teacher in college gave her an assignment to plaster cast something solid that could retain its shape, and that's where she came up with her grand idea. She found her first celebrity client in Jimi Hendrix, and she went on to meet Frank Zappa, who found her concept of casting to be both humorous and creative as an art form, although he had no interest in submitting to the process. And I totally forgot that she had run for mayor of Chicago in 2010 on the hard party ticket. I would have voted for her. Cynthia Plastercaster just passed away at 74. I got to meet her a couple of times, and she was freaking adorable. The first time I met her was the night she did the cast of Momus's penis. And then when I talked to him a couple of years later, he gave a most vivid depiction of how it all went. As I recall it, I don't believe he was ever particularly thrilled with the way his cast turned out. But that didn't stop him from writing a song. So let's get to it right now in the post-initial radio obituary for Cynthia Plastercaster right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mr. Fuller, inventor of the geodesic dome, once gave a lecture he entitled Everything I Know. Taking the title literally, he spoke 4 years or so, and I intend to do the same, so make yourself at home. Pull up a chair, smoke a cigar, or something. Well, Cynthia Plastercaster once took my cast and showed me in a penis exhibition in a gallery on Broadway. So many people saw my penis in its glass case. They recognize my penis now, before my face. The subject for today, does knowledge elevate or demean us? Everything you didn't want to know about my penis. A baker has a penis thing for flattening the dough, but stick it in the oven, and it rises up like so. The man who chops the melons up with a long and pointed knife has a penis with a mottled skin. I know, I asked his wife, very curious. The priest beneath his cassock has a penis just the same. Some call the hypothalamus the penis of the brain. One man's sport is fly fishing and the other's pocket billiards. Congratulations, Watson, on your almost Freudian brilliance. The comedian from hell always thinks he can entertain us with everything we didn't want to know about his penis. Like the heather of the highlands, mine is tipped with flecks of purple. With the head as wide as Solomon, although shaped like a turtle. It wears a flesh-toned roll neck and the neck goes up and down. It comes out in the evenings and on Friday paints the town. Obsessively, compulsively, it only wants one thing: to fill your chosen orifice with ropes of pearly string, delivering its message to your womb or to your tongue, and then going slack and flaccid when its pressing work is done. In witty conversation, by doing intravenous, I drop everything you didn't want to know about my penis. Some sort of Tourette's syndrome. It's a very fine philosopher debating right and wrong. Shows promise as a songwriter, it writes most of my songs. Don't bury it in boxer shorts, but wear it like a tie or avant-garde jewelry hanging from your fly. Very chic. Well, Jean-Luc Godard once declared to Gale's mystified laughter that some men wash their hands before they touch it, others after. And if you slot it carefully where the sun will never shine, you'll find what's mine becoming yours, what's yours becoming mine. Well, ladies and hermaphrodites, my tender-hearted readers, everything you didn't want to know about my penis, well, there was a bohemian monk who went to bed in a bunk. He dreamt that Venus was stroking his penis and woke up covered with thought for the day to abstinence, dirtiest or cleanest. Everything you didn't want to know about my penis. It's a tribute to the power of something otherwise mundane, that waving it under a stranger's nose is said to scar his brain. I'm doing my bit to see the power of taboo remains intact. I keep a penis on my head but never lift my hat. I keep a penis on my head but never lift my hat. And if I bored you stiff with this riff about my penis, I wouldn't let a little thing like that come between us. And if you can think of another song even more atrocious or supercalifragilistic, expifuckingdocious.
The next radio obituary in this all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Marilyn Bergman. She was the winner of multiple Oscars, Emmys, and Grammys because she was a fabulous song lyricist. In collaboration with her husband Alan, she won Oscars for the songs Windmills of Your Mind, The Way We Were, and the score for Yentl. She won Emmys for the soundtrack for Sybil, Queen of the Stardust Ballroom, Ordinary Miracles, and A Ticket to Dream. She just passed away at 93. It's the next radio obituary for Marilyn Bergman, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
said pleadingly, "Don't ever love me, I'm so fancy free. This could never be," she said pleadingly, "don't ever love me."
Rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And
enterprise and anything but tranquilizer. Right on, Maud.
In your eyes. What's asleep in your eyes? It may take a kiss or two.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Dwayne Hickman, the American actor and television executive, also a producer and director. He worked as an executive at CBS, and he also briefly recorded as a vocalist. You probably know him best, though, as the title character in the 1960 sitcom The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. He just passed away at 87. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Dwayne Hickman, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Don't send a rabbit to the store to bring home carrots and put them on the shelf.
Oh, no.
You send a rabbit to the store to bring home carrots. He'll eat them all himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had a gal and I had a pal, as true as he could be.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I sent my pal to fetch my gal, and he stole her love from me.
Don't send a
monkey to the store to bring home bananas for your appetite.
Oh, no.
You send a monkey to the store to bring home bananas that you won't eat tonight. Don't send an elephant to the store to bring home peanuts, like the fella tells.
Oh, no.
You send an elephant to the store to bring home peanuts, and you'll get peanut shells.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My buddy asked to borrow my car, so what was I to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I let my buddy take my car, and he took my baby out too.
Don't send
a rabbit to the store to bring home carrots and put them on the shelf. You send a rabbit to the store to bring home carrots.
He'll eat them all himself.
And don't send no doggy for bones, neither.
On to the radio obituary for Yoram Taharlev, the Israeli poet, lyricist, and author. He wrote lyrics for hundreds of songs recorded by prominent composers and performers, but he mostly wrote for festivals and competitions, including the Israeli Song Festival and the Eurovision Song Contest. He actually won second place with his song in 1982. He just passed away at 83. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
החבילון שלך עוד לא נפתח. מה זה? כמה זמן את מתלבשת? כמה זמן זה עוד ייקח? מה זה? אני עומד פה משלוש, את עוד לא הוצאת את הראש. אין לי סבלנות. מה זה? את מותחת את הגרביים וגם לי את העצבים. מה זה? בטח שוב אותו דבר, הריצ'ראץ' אינו נסגר. אין לי סבלנות. כמה זמן פה עוד מעט ואת פקע. מה זה? כל השושנים שבדי התכופף להם הראש. מה זה? גם טבלת השוקולד כבר נוזלת לי ביד. סבלנות. כמה זמן פה אחכה, עוד מעט ואת פקע. מה זה? הווילון קצת מתנועע, מישהו נמצא אצלך. מומו יוסף עומד לו בחדרך, אם זה ככה לא הולך. יש לי סבלנות.
הגביה מישק לסבתותיי, מתפוח לימיה, מזרח לחולי. את תאמר לי הגביה, מי יבוא ומתי?
הגביע בשפתך יבש וסיפתרי התאמר לי הגביע מי יבואת ומתי מתי מתי מן הדרך ביום קיץ במלא סקר ושאר בקבוקו הרק מיהי הגביע בשפתך לא יבש וסיפתרי את תאמר לי הגביע מי יבואך ומתי בארצות נחרים ערב באוויר על סוס לבן מטה רצתי אל הדרך ובידי פרחי הגן מן הסר לקח לו פרח ומטבע לי נתן הגביע בשפתך לא יבש וסיפתרי את תאמר לי הגביע מי יבואך ומתי מתי מתי חלוני נפתח ברוח ותינוק צחק אליי בידו אחז תפוח וקרא נשק לסיפתותיי הגביע בשפתך לא יבוש וסיפתרי את תאמר לי הגביע מי יבואך ומתי מתי 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 מתי
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is an all radio obituary episode tonight. We got a backlog. You knew it. I know it. So let's just deal with it right now by moving on to the radio obituary for Khan Jamal, the American jazz vibraphone and marimba player. He founded the band Sounds of Liberation in 1970. Khan Jamal just passed away at 75. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now we have the radio obituary for Dallas Frazier, the American country musician, singer, and songwriter. He started out as a teenager playing with Ferlin Husky on the program Hometown Jamboree and released his first single, Space Command, at the age of 14 in 1954. Bubbles in the Think Tank listeners will know Dallas Frazier the best for his 1957 song Alley-Oop, which was his first hit, and then it also went to number one in the U.S. when it was covered by the Hollywood Argyles, making everything about this Kim Fowley's fault. He had other early successes after he moved to Nashville to be a songwriter, including Timber, I'm Falling, which was a hit for Ferlin Husky in 1964, There Goes My Everything, which was huge for Jack Green in 1966, and then he released a solo album in 66 as well called Elvira, containing the hit song that you probably know best from the Statler Brothers. And the list of people who covered his songs is just wide and varied, with George Jones, Diana Ross, Jerry Lee Lewis, Willie Nelson, Poco, Ronnie Hawkins. It's a pretty wild list. This was quite a little rabbit hole for me today as I was working on this obit. But Dallas Frazier just passed away at 82. The find of the day for me, though. Of course, you know, I've got many cover versions of Alley-Oop. How could I not? I am Belinda. Hear me roar. But I found a new one. Well, new to me, which got me very excited because it is by a couple of bee's knees. So we're going to start with it in the radio obituary for Dallas Frazier, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
दूर से देखा तो अंडे उबल रहे थे, पास जाके देखा तो गंजे उछल रहे थे।
Supersonic skies. They flew along the Milky Way and round the planet Mars. Well, it looked like fun to be a flying there among the stars. Space Command, Space Command, flying through the atmosphere, the Junior Space Command. Space Command, where will they land? I'm gonna send a box keep the kids in line. As long as they obey me, everything will be just fine.
Be loved now. shaking, but the leaves on the trees. We meet the gang and go to rockin' shows. The cats are stomping on the heels and toes. I grab my baby, try to give her a squeeze. Starting shaking, but the leaves on the trees. Well, why must she be such a doggone tease? There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. She's got a way that makes me act like a fool. Spends my money, then she plays me cruel. I'm begging for her kisses on a bending knee. Oh, won't you give me some of loving, baby? Please, please, please. Though I keep trying hard to make her mine, one day the wind will blow and sun will shine. Till that time she puts my heart at ease. There's nothing shaking. Shaking but the leaves on the trees, yeah. The leaves on the trees. Nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Nothing shaking.